Bette Midler decries much less classy discourse after calling black Trump supporters props, fantasizing about Trump family hanged. By Hannah Blow on December 14, 2019. Actress and left-wing activist Bette Midler lamented the current state of political discourse, saying that it feels as though we are all much less classy and noting that shame has gone missing. But completely ignored the fact that she has been a leader of launching vicious attacks against President Donald Trump, his family, GOP lawmakers, and Trump supporters. I love this country. At 74, I see that the old ways of talking to each other have changed. There's much more cursing, and it feels as though we are all much less classy. It's as if a classy person should be, must be punished. The Broadway star tweeted to her 1.8 million Twitter followers, adding, "Shame has gone missing, and that's a goddamn shame." Midler's cry for civilized political decorum follows her long history of launching vile, profane personal attacks against President Trump, his family, Republican lawmakers, and black Trump supporters. Here are just 9 examples of Midler being one of the least classy anti-Trump celebrities. Midler openly fantasized about former special counsel Robert Mueller hanging the president along with his family. She expressed her fantasy in a now-deleted poem on Twitter in November 2018. The poem read, "Trump, Trump, Trump. Bob Mueller's marching. Trump, Trump, Trump. And here is why. Trump, Trump, Trump. He's gonna hang you. Hang the family. Good and high." The Hocus Pocus star has personally chided First Lady Melania Trump on more than one occasion. Midler posted an old modeling photo of Melania on Twitter last year and referred to her as "flo tits" in an unprovoked attack. In August, Midler chose to attack the First Lady with a boorish poem from Melania about the president's penis. Midler also has a history of attacking Trump supporters. Over the summer, the actress suggested that Trump was paying black people to pretend to support him after a picture surfaced from a campaign rally. "Look, there are African American men in this shot. How much did he pay them to be blackground?" she said in the now-deleted tweet. The Beaches actress has also called for violence. In June, Midler suggested that someone in Trump's camp should shiv or stab him. "He actually looks better here. Maybe someone in his camp can gently give him a shiv. I mean, shove," Midler said in a now-deleted tweet. A few months later, Midler praised the neighbor who attacked Senator Rand Paul, RKY, in 2017, an attack that resulted in several broken ribs and bruises on Paul's lungs. "I do not promote violence, but Rand Paul says the Kurds are being ingrates for taking their frustrations out on U.S. troops. Which is a good reminder for us all to be more grateful for the neighbor who beat the shit out of Rand Paul," Midler wrote in yet another tweet that was later deleted. Midler wished harm on the president again in September, noting that she wouldn't mind if a regular beehive fucked his shit up. Last fall, Midler bizarrely declared women the N-word of the world and added that they are raped, beaten, enslaved, married off and worked like dumb animals. Raped, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked like dumb animals. Denied education and inheritance, enduring the pain and danger of childbirth and life in silence for thousands of years, she wrote in the now-deleted tweet. They are the most disrespected creatures on earth. In another deleted tweet, Midler added, "I gather I have offended many by my last tweet," she wrote. "Women are the etc." is a quote from Yoko Ono from 1972, which I never forgot. It rang true then, and it rings true today, whether you like it or not. This is not about race, this is about the status of women, their history. She later apologized. "The too brief investigation of allegations against Kavanaugh infuriated me," Midler said. Angrily I tweeted without thinking my choice of words would be enraging to black women who doubly suffer, both by being women and by being black. I am an ally and stand with you, always have. And I apologize. In July, Midler took her rhetoric another notch up, accusing the president of raping us all with impunity and calling him a cancer on the community.